Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a podcast about a Frankenstein-eared baby?
Well, then you must be thinking of another podcast.
Oh? Well, good evening, Kelsey.
Good evening, Robert.
How are you?
Cozy and warm in my home.
That's nice.
It was almost too cozy and warm on Christmas.
Why?
I forgot to tell you about this, but my house almost caught fire.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why?
Just a casual Christmas dinner fire. Two of them, actually. My
two
brother-in-law All right. isn't allowed in my kitchen anymore.
I'm cracking into this.
Yeah, let's pop
the story,
it.
I think. Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready. So you hosted Christmas.
We hosted Christmas.
Sounds like. Okay.
Yeah. For the first time in a long time. Because usually we host Thanksgiving and then go to my in-laws for Christmas. This year we flip-flopped it. So.
Okay.
Brought everybody here. And because Richard's been busted, you know, his ankle was broke. And we had so much fucking going on around Christmas time. Like, life felt so complicated. We were like, let's just buy Christmas dinner instead of cooking everything.
Why not?
Make it easy. So we went to a local barbecue place and just bought like a bunch of meat. And like, we'll just make some sides at home. So went there, got a bunch of meat, came back home. We got like smoked turkey and some brisket. And
yum.
Fucking delicious. And we put it in. We got it like well before dinner time, but we didn't want to put it in the fridge because you don't want to like get hot food, take it home to the fridge and then have to reheat it. Yeah. But we have a bunch of insulated bags. So got a big insulated bag, put the meat inside of that to keep it warm.
Okay.
And then we put the insulated bag into the oven, which was off because oven's a small space and it keeps it nice and toasty.
Yeah. Okay.
Simple. We took the racks out of the oven and put them on top of the stove so that obviously like, don't use the oven. There's things on top of it that would indicate perhaps something very large is in the oven.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, text your family immediately and let them know when they come over, don't use the oven. So he does. He puts in the family text chat, the turkey is in the oven. And so.
Sans bag, though, in that text.
I don't even know what he put in the text, honestly. But he told them, like, don't use the oven. The turkey's in there.
Yeah.
So they come over and we're working on the stove because we're doing the sides. So we're making some stuffing. We're making some potatoes. I walk away for a short period of time to go play some Super Mario Wonder because I got that for Christmas and we were playing it as a family. It was very fun. And there was, I could smell something burning. It wasn't food burning. It was like metal burning. And I was like, that's not good. And I walked back into the kitchen. So the big pot of potatoes is on the back burner. I have an electric stove. The big pot of potatoes is on the back burner. There is a pan that is going to be holding stuffing later sitting on the front burner. And it's empty right now. But the burner's on. So there's like this metal pan just getting.
I know that smell. I know that smell.
Absolutely. Heated by an electric coil, and I was like, okay, that's bad, turn that off, move it to the sink, it's fine, nothing actually caught fire, but it was smoking and I didn't know that metal could smoke, so I was like, hey, don't do that with the pan, like make sure you're using the right burner. And my brother is the one, my brother-in-law was in charge of cooking, he's like, oh yeah, sorry, so that's fine, got it squared away, these things happen, it's fine. And then later on, also in the family text chat, my sister-in-law is back home in Arkansas because she had to work and she's watching the dogs back at home. So she texts in the family chat, hey, where's the turkey? Because she can't find it at home. And okay. My father-in-law responds, it's in the back of the fridge. For some reason, my brother-in-law reads that text exchange about the turkey and not the text exchange about our turkey being in the oven.
Okay.
So he's going about his merry business in the kitchen, and I again have walked away to play Super Mario Wonder. And this time, I don't even have the chance to smell it. He opens the oven, and smoke, just like white, black smoke pouring out of the oven.
Okay, you don't even have racks in there, which means that was sitting like on the burners, right?
It was
like
on the heating thing. Element, yes.
Yeah.
Our nice, huge insulated bag that we've had for like 15 years and love so dearly is sitting on those coils, and it's a large bag. It's touching the top and the bottom of the oven, both coils, and it is melted through, like obviously like gone all the way through the bag, burned through that, burned through the styrofoam holding our Christmas dinner. It was the worst smell, and so sad because it ruined like half the meat. And
I was about to say,
we're like, we grab the thing out of the oven, we get it before it like completely catches a blaze, but the bag is ruined, the half the meat is ruined, and my brother-in-law was so sad about it. I felt bad for him because like it's an understandable mistake, like it's a thing that happens, you know. It just sucks that it happens on Christmas. So
but why was the oven turned on?
He was preheating it to put the fucking stuffing in there in that pan that he already burned.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't realize the stuffing was going to go in the oven, or else I would have intervened. But that happened. And we're lucky we didn't have to call the fire department. But, man.
Yeah.
What a fucking time. I love holidays because people come into your home that don't really know your home. And they do things that don't make sense.
No. I don't understand that. Because it was beat into me as a child. If you walk into someone else's home, your hands are on your body and nothing else in their home.
I can't blame him, though. Like, I felt really bad for him because he clearly was, like, distraught about it and felt horrible. He did buy us a new insulated bag, so I'm not mad at him or anything, you know? Things happen.
I just think he was more sad about half that meat being gone.
Yeah, that sucked. I was so... Honestly, I was pissed about that because meat's expensive, but
and
it's fine.
You were like, that was your portion. that was your rations.
I can't blame him. I can't. I'm sad about it, but it happened. These things.
That's terrifying.
It was awful. But it got me thinking about the firehouse. Like, I live right up the road from the firehouse. And so we went there to watch the Christmas show because they do like an insane light display with time to the local radio station. And a bunch of volunteers put like thousands of lights on the firehouse. It looks cool as fuck. Did you go see it this year?
Yeah.
They always go so hard.
It was all dubstep, and I was like, who allowed this?
Like Christmas EDM. It was amazing. I loved it so much. And when we went to watch it, actually, we were driving back home, and we still had the radio station tuned to the thing. We were listening to the Christmas music, the amazing Christmas beats. And they paused it, and they were like, we are pausing the light show to let the firefighters out because there is a fire. Please hold. So they had to like open the doors and like go tend to a fire. But it got me thinking, like, I've always lived right up the road from the firehouse, and I like to peek in there because there's like a mural on the wall of a big dragon. Have you seen that before?
No.
I'm obsessed with it. There's like a big dragon breathing fire on the firehouse wall inside next to the big fire engines and stuff.
Okay.
And I think about it quite frequently. And I asked Richard the other day, I was like, what do you think they would do if I just like showed up and asked for a tour of the fire station?
They would love that.
Do you think they would? Like,
yes, they would.
I'm trying to find an excuse that would make it okay. Richard's like, you have nieces and nephews.
Tell me why they wouldn't be like, oh, fuck yeah. You want to see the dragon?
I'm a 34-year-old woman. I'm not going to show him and be like, can I see what's inside your firehouse? But I'm genuinely curious. You. Maybe we can make it like we do a podcast and we just want to do a report on your firehouse.
They would probably dig that.
I just...
Because, I mean, think about what they're doing most of the time. They're just sitting around waiting.
What are they doing in there? I want to know. I want to know what it's like in a firehouse. I've always wondered. I just want to go see. I want to know what's up inside there. I want to see the engine. Do they have a dog?
You've never seen an engine?
Like, I've seen like one, but like I've never like been on a fire engine or inside of a fire engine. And
girl,
I think
what
it's
are you doing with life?
I know. I think it's a weird thing for an adult woman to want. Richard's
well,
like, you
that's
should take
because
one of your
you
nephews.
Missed out. Because
I guess.
I've been in one like 5 times.
Why?
Because they would like bring it around and be like, everyone want to get on and see it? And we'd get in it and look at it. It was
I
want to
get on and see it.
So
what
we
if
used
we just
to do like block parties. Like they used to have block parties like where my aunt lives and stuff. And the firefighters would just show up and they'd always let the kids like, they would just like form a line and let everybody like sit in. They'd put on like the coat and the hat and stuff. And then they'd be gone in like 30 minutes. But everybody'd get to sit in the thing.
That's fucking cool.
Bro, they would do this for you.
I want to go to the firehouse.
They'd probably even let you use the pole, man.
I want to use the pole. I'd probably fall and break my ass.
Now, that's something I have no knowledge of. I would love to do that. That would
love
be
to slide down
thing.
That pole.
Oh, you know. Be spinning down that thing. Call me by your name. That would be great.
I think we should go to the firehouse. I want to learn what their life is like in there. Because, like, they live there, right? Or at least for certain hours at a time.
Yeah, it's like really long shifts. You've watched King of the Hill?
Yeah.
That's what Boomhauer does. No, not Boomhauer. No. They did it for a while, but they basically just sit in there. One person cooks for, like, everybody.
And I'm
so
obsessed
they have, like,
with that, too.
Designated cooks.
I think
they
that's
just, like,
fucking
play cards.
Cool. I want to be a firehouse cook.
Hang out.
I want to hang out. What if I just show up and ask to hang out? I made you guys brownies.
They'd probably be like, cool. You want to go with us to the fire? And you'd be like, okay.
Okay, I'll see a fire. I want to go to the firehouse. I think we should
do that. Okay. I'm fine with that. I can't believe I've never been in a fire truck.
Yeah. Maybe
you know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
Be on the ladder, though.
Yeah, I want to see.
Extend that ladder.
Send me out to space on that thing.
Yeah.
Let me ride it into battle like a steed.
Now, that would be fun.
That would be fucking cool.
But no. Never done that. Well, I have something not so bad.
Okay.
That I could tell you about. Bulbasaur was due to get his stitches out for his ear, right?
Uh-huh.
So Taylor, like, wakes up the morning of. And she goes, oh, shit. This appointment's not for Bulbasaur. It's for Tenzin.
What?
It's time for his dental.
Oh, no.
She was like, oh, we have not prepared for this.
Uh-oh.
Now, I have always been extremely happy that I have such well-behaved animals that have no problems doing things. Mm-hmm. Take them to the vet. They're totally fine. Everything's normal.
Okay.
They're so behaved. He is not that.
Did he throw a fit?
So we pulled the crate out the night before so that he could, like, warm up to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we didn't warm up to it.
Mm-mm.
So now it's, like, 7-something in the morning. I'm going through, like, the system change at work. So we're starting promptly at 8 o'clock, where normally we get to, like, clock in and then, like, a meeting might be a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
But, like, minute one of work, we're in meetings on camera all day long. So I don't have time to fucking get this cat in a fucking crate and miss the meeting stuff. So, like, we're, like, jumping across the house, like, fucking, like, pinning him down and, like, trying to do stuff.
Trying to get a cat into a carrier is the worst experience you can possibly have.
Yeah.
They don't
now,
like
I'm in a comfy. See, Toast was cool about it, though. Toast didn't give a shit. He just walked in him.
Really?
Yeah, it was the best. That's what I said. I've always prided myself that I've had such easy. And Tenzin's like, fuck you guys. So, I didn't know which way Taylor was going to put him in the thing. She was going up through the top, and I tried to open up the front. So she drops him in the top, and he shoots out the front. And I was like, I fucked that up. That's my bad. So we get it closed, and she said, you missed this because you went to start your meeting. Because I did have to complete this while in the meeting.
Oh, my God.
But she said he ran under our bed. She said she just ripped the mattress off the frame and said, I'm coming for you, bitch.
Oh, my God.
So he runs back out into the living room. We close all the doors, so he's just trapped. And I was like, I've had enough of this. And I pick him up because scruffing him doesn't work.
It doesn't work on him? He's not, like, deactivated?
No. He just goes like, yeah, I'm waiting. But, like, if you do something he doesn't like, he moves. It doesn't matter. I scruffed his neck. I scruffed his ass. I grabbed both ends. Right?
Okay.
And then I stretched him.
Why? It's so violent.
I grabbed here and here. I stretched him. And he like just, like, locked his legs out and goes, ugh. And I go, yep. And I just slid him right in the crate. We closed it. And that was it.
Jesus.
Got him in there. Like, it was weird how easy it was for the, like, 20 minutes of mayhem beforehand.
Getting cats and carriers, like, we found that it works best. We don't have, like, a top open carrier. We have just, like, the standard ones where you open the front big mm-hmm. plastic thing and you have to stuff them in. And cats somehow get, like, all four paws on the outside of that thing. Oh, and yeah. They're just, like, they won't let you put them in. It's like a cartoon. But we found a trick where if you stand the carrier, like, upright and then you stand behind it, you can, like, dangle the cat in from the top and then close the door and then put it down.
No.
That's the best way we could figure
Tenzin
it out.
Tenzin did the same thing, but just locked his feet, was like, I'm not going down. This isn't happening. But with the old squash and stretch, it was easy, man. It was great.
Handling like a vintage accordion.
So I think it's going to be my new thing. Well, we're hoping next time we'll have gabapentin for him, and I'm just going to dope that dude up so he knows nothing.
Dope him up, dope him down.
But, like, there was no time for it. He had the appointment, like, in a matter of hours.
Yeah.
So he comes home, and I haven't seen him a lot. He has been hiding away like he's so traumatized.
Well, like, the squash and stretch will do that to you.
But, I mean, we did send him somewhere for a year last time we put him in a crate, so.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
You know, we left him for a year, so I don't think he's quite right from that yet.
Yeah, probably not.
Because anytime he sees a crate, he's just all like, I'm going away!
I'll be good, Father!
So today, I did, like, lay down on the floor, and I was like, you're not going anywhere. And he just, like, pressed his nose, like, up in my beard and was just purring as hard as he possibly could.
Sweet man.
So I think he's fine. But you know he's not happy when he's hiding on top of the cabinets.
Yeah.
So I keep finding him on top of the cabinets.
That's a spooky place, like, for a cat.
How'd you get up there?
You feel like you're being watched. Why are you watched? Up there? And then suddenly you open in your cabinet door and it's like, there he is, looking down at you like a little cloud.
Yeah, I was trying to get some food before we came in here. And I was just like, ugh. Oh, it's you, sir. And he's just like, yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, fuck off, peon. I have the high ground.
Psh, squash and stretch me. I'll squash and stretch you, Dad. But he's fine. But so Taylor went to get him, and then they were like, you want to go ahead and bring in Bulbasaur? We'll go ahead and get those stitches out of his ear, even though it's not due for another week. That way you don't have to come back. And Taylor's like, okay. So he just ripped those bad boys out, too.
Okay, and he's good?
He's good.
Well, Frank and Air Baby's doing fine. He's supposed to
live life now. Kay. Yeah, so fingers now Taylor crossed. Just is counting down to if another one pops up, and then we are going to chop his ear off.
Oh, poor baby.
Do like a cropping kind of thing.
Yeah.
Man. That's going to make me sad.
What causes whatever's going on with him? Just like genetics or?
No one knows.
Just random shit.
Because it doesn't happen in dogs with those kinds of ears. That's a floppy ear dog thing.
Except for Bulbasaur.
I think it's the time that he was excited to see us, which is why we bought a runner rug for the hallway. Because I think he flipped backwards. His little feet slipped on the hardwood. And I mean, he cracked his skull on the on the ground. And I guarantee he fell and hit that ear. Probably popped a blood vessel, and that's what started the whole thing. Mm. And now it's just been the process of healing. Because he's stupid. I love him.
He's a sweet still. Man. Not much going on upstairs.
So, yeah. That was our little weird thing Yours is definitely scarier, though.
Ah, we were fine. We just had to air out the house for a good 20 minutes.
Still don't like that, though. So no. Question then, do you know where your fire extinguisher is? Do you?
We have two of them. We do have. Okay. Yeah, they're from the 90s, though, so I don't know if they work.
So they're not good anymore, probably.
They're not good. I should probably get a new one.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what else could you have done, you know?
I mean, I would have turned the sink on at full blast. Sink's right there, right next to the oven.
Yeah.
Can you put out a electrical oven fire with water, or would that just kill everybody?
Well, it's not an electrical fire. You're really catching that item on fire.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So I think you'd be fine.
It'd be fine.
I think it'd be fine. I've only caused a kitchen fire once. There's some grease on the stove. Just
that'll do it. I lit an empty pan on fire once, and that was the biggest kitchen fire I caused.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was scary. If you light the inside of the oven on fire, and it's not something that you want to like pull out and save, yeah. Even I would wager to say, if you light something in the oven on fire, probably this is the best move. What you do is you lock the oven and you wait for it to go out. And if it's not such a big fire that it's going to engulf the entire stove and take your whole house down with it, it's going to be fine. Because yeah. I did that. I lit a tray of cookies on fire somehow. And
do you say just, lock the oven?
Yeah. The little lever on the front, it locks it. Do you have a lever?
No.
Oh.
So you're telling me I have a oven that can kill me?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, on my oven, there's like a lever that you use when you're cleaning it, because I have like a clean function that just turns it into a crematorium for a brief period of time.
Yeah.
So lock that shit, wait for the fire to go out, and it's going to be okay.
I think the closest I come, and I do check the oven every time because of how close we've come with this.
Mm-hmm.
We put pizza boxes in the oven, and there's still pizza in there, and I don't know how many times we've turned it on, and I'm like, that smells like pizza. And then I'm like, we're not cooking pizza. And I go look, and there's just a hot box in there now. You know, God.
You know, the reason that I don't feel anger toward my brother-in-law for this is that I did the exact same shit to one of our good friends, Kim, when we were like 12. We were baking cookies at her house. We went to preheat the oven. Her family stored Tupperware in the oven. And I was not aware of this. It was the worst smell.
Wow.
It was so bad, and I felt so bad in my soul, because her mom comes out and just starts fucking yelling in Vietnamese, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
I'm texting her about this later.
Oh, please don't. I hope she's forgotten.
I gotta know. With that, would you like to try to get away from these fiery memories
we keep
dredging up from the past?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Does he eat them like a sane person?
No.
Maybe one at a time?
No.
Or is it just like a full fist?
Just a full fist, man. Just right down the hatch.
Who the fuck doesn't eat Skittles? That is the correct way to eat Skittles. You have to mix the rainbow all in one bite. It's so good.
Do they have Skittles minis? Because like M&M's made the minis, you know? And like literally the only way to eat M&M's minis is to open the tube and like bottoms up like a shot.
They did. Yes.
Oh my god. I bet
they were called Skittles Littles.
Skittles Littles. I love that.
That's amazing. Skittles Littles. Yeah.
Skittles Little.
And you can buy
some.
Them in the tube like minis or
yes.
Or you can get a bag.
I've seen bags of like little M&M's, mini M&M's. I don't trust myself like that. I would pour those into like a cup and then just drink them, because you don't eat small M&Ms. You drink small M&Ms. They're a beverage.
That's true.
If you enjoyed that bit of the preamble, you can get the full, complete, entire bonus episode by going on over to patreon.com/YMBTOAP. That stands for You Must Be Thinking of Another Podcast. That's the podcast you're listening to right now. Over there, you can sign up to be a patron. The patrons are our buddies, our besties, our pals. They're going to accompany us through the new year. They're going to shepherd us into this wonderful new life where we are reviewing movies now on a, like, you watch it with us kind of basis. So if you're interested in that type of a thing, let us know what movie you want us to do for January, because we haven't figured it out yet. But I think whatever we do, you're going to like it. We have a new website, and we would love that you go click on it. So go check it out. We have a link to a couple of our adventures going on in there. You can see our Friday roundup. You can see our
us.
You can see our
us that, right?
It's us. Yeah. You can see our Friday roundup. You can see photos of Robert and I doing
all the past shows posted up in there.
Yeah. You can see anything you want. Go check out the website. We're pretty happy with it. We're proud. Let us know what else you want to see on there. Thank you so much to all of our supporters. Whether you support us by just listening, whether you support us by giving us cashola, whether you support us by telling your best friends about us. You're all great and wonderful. Now let's get you on back to that regularly scheduled YMTOP content.
Don't you want a house, Kelsey?
I have a house and I'm middling on it.
Don't you want a new house? A
house I do that's want
7 months old?
Yeah, I fucking want a new house that's 7 months old.
Okay. So, I found one.
Okay.
I'm not getting it.
Well, why not?
Let's delve into why.
Okay.
So, I am moving at the end of this month, so it's been a whole finding where to go kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Just tell me. Why? The internet was brand new, and our parents told us that everything on there was bad and evil, and now they think everything on there is so correct and right.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Why?
That is the boomer trust. I don't know what it is. People of a certain age get on the internet, and they just believe everything that's before them. Because who would lie on the internet, Robert?
I'm not so, like, God. I can't believe that was fake because, like, I also was like, well, let's see. Because I couldn't know.
Yeah.
So I had to find out. But so my dad had found a house out in Princeton.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, Facebook would suggest Princeton stuff to him.
Of course. Right?
So first of all, it was found on Facebook in the first place. So that's why, mm-hmm, I was like, I don't know.
It's always a little bit iffy.
But this guy was like, hey, we've got this house. It's going to go for like $1,000 a month.
Okay.
A four-bedroom house.
That's cheap as fuck right now.
And I was like, bullshit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I found it, and then I heard the pricing that the guy gave, and I was like, yeah, it's this. But when you pay this deposit thing, that's what leads to the $1,000 a month. And I was like, well, that tracks with what it says monthly. I just don't know why it says that monthly, but all of a sudden it's going to be like $900 less because I paid $900 today. You know what I mean?
No.
It wasn't working. Okay. The math wasn't mathing.
Yeah.
But I got this app, like the app like for the home, like the people that are selling the home or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this code. And this is so wild to me. Everything is like just self-tour shit. We self-toured an apartment. They just gave me a code that I could just walk in and fuck everything up if I so chose.
I've seen those before. They have like the big ass padlocks, and they message you a code on your phone or something. And then you put it in and you go in and you could just do whatever the fuck you want in there. What's to stop, like...
Well, first of all, we went in there with muddy ass shoes. So it's like, I feel bad that they gotta come mop this place back up.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody contacted me. I talked to no human being.
That's so weird.
I got an app and said, I want to look at this house. And they said, 30 minutes before your showtime, we'll send you a code. And then you can walk around for an hour.
Okay.
So I did that. I get a code. I go there. We pull up. And there's a dude sitting out front. So my dad is talking to this mystery man. Okay. Right? And he goes, oh, yeah. So we're going to the house, right? And I was like, yeah. I don't know who you're talking to. I talked to zero people to get this code.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where your guy comes into play.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, I don't know. Well, he said that he may not be there, but he may be there because he's busy at work. And I was like, well, we'll see. And then there was a guy out front. There was a guy waiting outside that exact house.
Okay, that's weird.
So we get there. we get out, and the guy kind of like walks up to me, because I was like, well, if he's the guy selling it, I should probably talk to him if I'm going to live there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I talk to him, and he just goes, Espanol? And I was like, no. And he's like, no English.
Oh.
Awesome. And I go, cool. And I walked up to the house.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have the code. And you have everything you need.
This guy also walks into the house with us. And we don't know who this guy is.
Okay.
But he's in the house with us.
Yeah.
Also looking around. Now, I will say, when I looked up this company and this app, it had 13 reviews. Three more fingers than I have right here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not a lot of people to review a company.
No.
12 1-stars.
Oh, no.
1 5-star.
Whoa.
One of the reviews said, we got to the house and 4 other parties were there to view it as well with 4 different realtors.
Dang.
So like the one property, 4 companies selling it. So what if an offer was made at 2 different companies?
Yeah.
You know, like clearly miscommunication afoot.
Yeah.
So there's another guy. And I was like, that's just like the app said. Here's a dude looking at the house while we are. And none of us know what the fuck's going on.
But I'm he think that you were there to show him the house? And
yes.
Oh, my God. That's
exactly what wound up happening.
Oh, my God.
So he just keeps. So I'm the only one trying to talk to him. Because I'm like, I got to figure out who you are and what's going on. Well, what's his deal? And then I'm like, I have the code. I came in the house. Therefore, I cannot leave until this guy leaves first. Because I would have to lock it up.
Did you leave him? Did you like let him in with your code?
Yeah, he followed us in.
Okay.
Because I thought he may have owned the house. So we're walking around and I finally like corner him somewhere. I'm like, no, he was like standing somewhere and I'm like, hey, what's your fucking deal? You know? And he just keeps going like, no English. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. So he pulled out his phone and I thought he was going to do like a translator app thing.
Yeah.
And then he calls his brother.
Okay.
And I was like, cool. So his brother gets on the phone and he's all like, hey, he just wants to know, is this house for rent? How do you make the payments? What's going on? And I said, bro, I'm looking at the house just like he is.
Oh, I don't own this house.
I got a code from an app, and I'm here to view it. I've talked to nobody about this house. I don't know shit. He fucking busts out laughing, speaks Spanish to his brother real quick. His brother looks at me with the biggest smile and just goes like, oh, and then he just fucking dipped.
Oh my God, that's so deeply weird. Oh
yeah, my God. So then I'm like, okay. So he left, and then my dad calls the guy that he's been talking to. And now my dad was afraid to give him any information, for he believed it to be a scam.
Okay.
Right? And now that it's all of my information that's needed, God damn, better jump on this house. You better fucking get it.
Sure.
You right? So, I applied to the house.
All right.
You ready? You want to know? You want to know how I applied to the house?
Yeah.
I got a form texted to me, and I wrote my name and how much money I make, and I applied for the house.
That's all you needed?
And he goes, fuck yeah, you qualify. And that was it. And I was like, oh my God, what a fucking scam.
Oh my God.
I filled out nothing. Like, I gave up no information.
No credit checks.
Just. And all of a sudden, oh, you're easily qualified. We can get you in right now.
Okay, yeah. Let's move in tomorrow.
So part of me looking on the website were all the fees that you got to pay. So even if it was going to be $1,000 a month, $120 pool charge thing a month, because the community has a pool and you pay for the community pool.
Okay.
$40 for it to be a smart home because you're renting the house.
Okay.
So you got to pay $40 for a Nest fucking thermostat.
Sure.
$50 for this thing. Yeah, for the Nest.
That's $480 a year that you're paying for a thermostat that costs like $150.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what renting is. So anyway, you do all the extra payments. It was going to be like $1,315 a month, which is still pretty fucking good for a four bedroom home.
Yeah, it's not bad for four beds.
So I was like, well, if it's that, I'd still be okay. So my dad's just yelling stuff at the dude, and he goes, what about all the fees? What about all the fees you gotta pay? Okay. And the guy's like, no fees, nothing else. It's literally just $1,000 a month. That's it. And he's like, see, it's a fucking good deal. And I was like, no, it's not.
I don't believe it.
This is not correct.
No.
And then the number one thing on the website, it was posted on three walls of the house. They just had pieces of paper saying, watch out for these things that are a scam.
Oh my God.
And the number one thing on this piece of paper, on the back door window, on the fridge, on the front door, and in the living room, there were four pieces of paper with this on it. Don't pay anything through Zelle, PayPal, or anything else. We only do stuff through our app.
That's shifty.
And so then the dude was like, yeah, we just need to do the application fee. Application fee was $55 on the website. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, it's just $75 for the application fee. And I was like, mm-hmm. It's already the wrong number as well. So the highest I got to it being real was about 30%.
Man.
And it quickly tanked back down again. So then finally he's all like, cool. So we're going to do that through Zelle, right? We're going to go ahead and pay that right now. And I said, you know what? I'll call you tomorrow. And then I hung up on him.
Good. That sucks, though.
And now no house.
That fucking sucks.
And it was fine. I mean, it was nice enough. It was literally just built in July. Like, it's that new.
That is extremely new.
And it's still cheaper than most places that I've seen for rent. But it's still, like, $1,900 a month.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Because at $1,000 a month, Taylor was quitting her job.
Yeah.
We were moving out there, and she was just going to fucking work at Dairy Queen or something. Like, we'd make it fucking work.
Yeah.
You know, I work from home. I don't really care where we go. But for $1,900, a job would have to be in place.
Yes.
So that's out of the question now. But it was fun to be part of a giant scam.
Yeah. Fun to get duped for a minute. Fun to dream.
Yeah. He didn't try calling me back, that guy.
Good.
Oh, also, so I still have the text from the guy, but I just thought it was very funny. He was like, yeah, you're totally qualified. Everything's perfect. I'm going to text you where you pay from. And he gave me a fucking Hotmail.
Hotmail? Only criminals use Hotmail.
He wanted me to Zelle a Hotmail to buy this house. Are you fucking for real with me right now?
I'm just imagining saying he wanted me to Zelle a Hotmail to buy the house, like, to a person 100 years ago. Like, what does that mean?
I know. But, like, you really think, and I know that people are that desperate to own homes or to rent homes and have a place to be.
Yeah.
But, guys, number one thing, it said, you know, if it's too good to be true, probably is.
Yep.
And it already was. So I was like, well, let's see, though. You are not buying a house by paying people through Zelle.
No. That's not how this works.
That is just a cold, hard fact.
I wish it kind of worked like that.
Something was bad.
Yeah. You bought a murder house.
If you paid for your house through Zelle, whoever is listening to the show right now, there are ghosts in your house.
Yes.
Something's wrong with your house.
There are ghosts in your
house. So that happened.
It's called, what do you call it? Shit. What's it called with the carbon monoxide? There are ghosts in your house and it's called carbon monoxide.
Okay. Yeah, it was bad, man.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's not good.
It was a neat enough house. But I felt like complete shit. Five of us are in this house because it was me, my mom, my dad, and Taylor, mm-hmm. and then this dude.
And then this guy who doesn't speak English.
All tracking grass and dirt in this, like, tiled house, you know. I felt bad.
Why were you so dirty?
It had, like, just rained, and there was no way to get up to it besides walking through this grass. And then we did go out and look at the backyard. that was all muddy and shit because Princeton is horrible for having backyards that are just mud pools. Yeah, they're not good at backyards. So, yeah, our feet got a little muddy. And now it's all in that house. And I bet no one cleaned it.
That sucks. I'm sorry, it was a bust.
I mean, I went in like 5% this could be real. But the fact that I walked in the house, the code thing worked, I was like, this might be real.
Yeah.
And step everything on through the app was. But whoever home dude on Facebook was. And also, my mom goes, that's the third voice I've heard.
Oh.
It's not even the same guy your dad's talked to all this time. God,
that's nuts.
She goes, well, the first guy we talked to, his name was Michael. And this is apparently still Michael. But the second time we talked to him, he sounded nothing like that. And this guy's clearly Hispanic. And then the Hotmail he sent me, I have his name. And it's a Hispanic name. That's not Michael. God.
Well, Miguel.
I'm not going to out the scammer guy, but I have your email, dude. You gave me your Hotmail.
Unbelievable. I hate how easy it is to scam people in this day and age because you know so many people are walking into the house being like, oh, $75, sure. And they just sell this guy $75. And that's how he makes his money. $75 an hour to room to walk that. In.
So what would have happened was I would have paid the $75. He probably would have taken a day and then been like, yep, you got in the house. Application's good. Everything's good. We just need to take the $900 deposit. Mm-hmm. And then you're at $1,000 a month from there. So he probably would have taken $900 for a deposit and then said, we can go ahead and do first month's rent. So somebody will wind up paying him $1,950 and then they'll never hear from him again.
Disappears into the night.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Guys, watch out for scammers, please.
Yeah.
It's out there. In thinking about telling you the story, it made me think of one other thing I want to tell you about real quick.
Okay.
I guess scammers how I got there, just like bad people.
Okay.
But we finally watched the new Hunger Games movie.
With Peter Dinklage?
Yeah. I mean, he's barely in it.
Oh, really? He's all over the previews.
It is not about him at all. His screen time, 2 minutes, minute and a half of this 2.5 hour movie.
Meryl Streep. In it.
He's the guy that invented the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. And so this movie takes place when the 10th one is occurring. And he is basically a drunk now because he's like, I'm just killing children and this is not what I intended and I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. So he hates himself.
Like, why would you go invent the Hunger Games if you're just, like, what part of you thought it was cool? Yes, you're killing children.
Yeah. It was kind of okay, so do you like the Hunger Games?
I've watched, like, the original trilogy, and I think I read the first book way back when.
Need to watch them today.
Okay.
Because it feels like today. Like, we just rewatched them to get ready for the movie not too long ago, and I was like, this is going to happen here sometime soon, probably.
I mean,
like, this is exactly what's going to happen.
They already made a fucking Squid Game game show. Like, we made a show as a society. I mean, the Koreans made this show. They made this show about how it's bad that we live in a society where people could be convinced to kill a bunch of other people for like $4 million or something. And then people were like, that's so cool. Let's make a game show about it. So Americans made a fucking game show about it. This is the bad place.
Oh, yeah. This movie is a prequel to all that stuff. So when it's like the first Hunger Games movie, it's the 74th Hunger Games. And this is the 10th one that's in this movie.
Okay.
So it's how President Snow, the guy that's all evil and owns the country in those movies, how he kind of like rises to power.
Okay.
You don't really see the rise to power. And it's a one-off book. It was a one-off story. I need a trilogy of that. Because I have so many more fucking questions.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I got to know how he got full on where he was. Like, we don't see any of the shit that, like, he's known for being bad. We don't really see him turn that bad. he finally gets bad the last 2 minutes of the movie and kills one guy. And I was like, well, how's the rest of the shit happen then? Like, how does he turn that corrupt the rest of the time?
Yeah.
Because apparently, in like when he's older, the reason he has the roses is poison is his like preferred way of getting rid of people that he doesn't like.
Okay.
And he pulled a Gus from Breaking Bad and drank poison with people. And he has like all these polyps in his mouth, and that creates this smell. So he outshines it with roses that he wears.
Oh,
because
my God.
He's all fucked up from the poison he drank killing people.
Awesome. Well, I keep this bouquet on me at all times because I got stank breath.
I would like to fucking see when that happens.
Yeah.
It was cool when Gus did it, you know? Like, dude, when Gus did that shit, mind-blowing.
That's some good stuff.
Fucking mind-blowing how he's like, willingly, yeah, I just need to go to the bathroom real quick. And then he's just fucking like, bro, I gotta get this out. I'm gonna fucking die, you know? That shit was intense.
Yeah.
Like, by the time you think he's like starting to become the evil guy we know, it ended. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, but like, how does it happen? And now I have way more questions.
So are they setting it up for like a trilogy?
Not really. Like it's been said, this is it. It's just a one-off story. But apparently,
why would they do that?
The author is writing like a part two to it.
Okay.
Maybe she's kind of being convinced.
Yeah, I mean,
you're telling me you don't want to print fucking money?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, make this Hunger Games story that everyone's asking for. Like, that's that's just how you make cash.
So I was reading up on it today before we got in here. She was writing that book and working at the movie with them at the same fucking time.
Of course.
Because the book dropped in 2020.
You can't write a one-off cliffhanger. That's not how this works.
See, but it's really not a cliffhanger. Like, it ended. It's over. But, like, knowing things that I know, I'm like, but where does that come into play? We didn't discuss anything like that in this story, but I know it from the later stories. I want to see the middle stuff.
Yeah.
Give me
the
stuff.
Middle stuff.
He became nothing of power by the end of this. How does he become the president? How does he overthrow everybody else? And nobody stops him? How does he outsmart them? Where does he... How does he get there? You find out nothing in this story. Hmm. You just find out why he fucking hates Katniss so much. That's it.
Okay.
He hates her because he fell in love with a girl that was like...
His name was also
actually,
Katniss.
You're kind of evil. And then turned on him.
Okay.
And so he's all like, I'll never love again. It was... I wasn't that into the movie.
Mm.
And then I thought about it for a day and was all like, I just have way more questions now.
Yeah.
I would really be into another one, though. I was into it. Peter Dinklage dies, though, which is sad.
He's in the movie for
Guess
90
what?
Seconds and dies.
He gets poisoned.
Oh.
Yeah. So
who would have thought?
You kind of get the start of when he's poisoning people, and he's the first person that gets poisoned.
Okay. Does he just go around poisoning folk? Like, this is his modus operandi?
So, yeah, that's how Snow does stuff. When he, like, uses you up for all that you're worth, if you're, like, a loose end, he'll just poison you and then you're gone.
The coward's weapon.
Yeah, he doesn't keep loose ends around.
Hmm.
And it sucks. Peter Dinklage has had this beautiful monologue about how he hates that he created the games and shit. And then he starts to drink because he's so distraught. And he poisoned his fucking drink.
Man.
and then it's a non-cutting camera shot of him fucking dying.
God.
And they like drain the color from him and everything. It was grotesque.
I love Peter Dinklage.
It was pretty awesome though. I was like, only the Dinklage could pull that off.
Only the Dink.
Only the Dink. He sold that scene. It was really, really good.
He's a class A actor, man.
I was a little disturbed. I was like, ooh, they're not going to cut away from this? I'd have to watch him die of poison?
I've got to watch this for 45 more seconds? Oh, God.
And then the color drains? I was like, ew, he died.
Terrible.
In front of me.
I didn't like that.
It was a fine movie. Like, I'm selling it like it was good, but it just really got me amped for something else.
Okay.
That this wasn't, you know?
Yeah. It was a good prelude to something.
It was, and I don't know if she intended that, but like, I could watch some more Hunger Games shit.
I could be convinced.
Man, I do like Hunger Games, I think. I don't care for Katniss at all. I don't really like her.
Literally, the only thing I remember from the Hunger Games movie is PETA being a rock, because I was so startled and taken aback.
It's the funniest fucking...
It's so fucking funny.
I think about it all the time, because he's just like, hey, that's a fucking rock. It's so funny. I think you need to watch them.
Yeah.
It's weird, because it's so... And you know I don't like that shit. It's that political game to get on top.
Right.
But like it feels so much like what's happening right now that I'm like it like really does scare me. Those movies do kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
Because it is a little too on the nose with right now.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But they're good. They're fine. I'm trying to think of who I even like in those.
Katniss.
I don't like her.
You don't like Katniss?
No, I don't like her. And I don't like PETA. I really don't like PETA.
Who's the other one?
Oh, like the other like love interest?
Yeah, the dark-haired man. Gale, that's the one.
Yeah, no one likes him.
Does he bake the bread or is that PETA?
That's PETA.
Is he fucking PETA bread for real? Like, they named him PETA and he makes bread?
Fuck you. you just did that to me. What? I've never considered that.
He is a bread. Like, that's his name.
Is PETA named after bread?
Hey, my name's Bread, and I bake bread.
Yes, she even said, oh, yeah, I named him that because it's bread.
Oh, my God.
His name is fucking PETA because of the bread.
If you had to give your child a bread name, what would you give them?
Rye's not a bad name.
Rye's not bad. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's actually a pretty decent name because it almost sounds like a short, like, Ryan. Like, yo, Rye.
Yeah.
You know? That's not bad. Hey, yo. Hey, dough. Sourdough.
Sourdough starter. Get over here. God.
What other kind of bread is there? Yo.
Focaccia.
Pumper.
Pumper.
Pumpernickel. Get over here. Pumper. Oh my god.
Just Non. Non's an okay name.
That's not a bad name. See, only like one syllable words make a good bread to human name.
I don't know, I'm leaning toward focaccia at this point. What about baguette?
What is the best bread name for a person?
What are you doing?
That's a whole Reddit thread. If you had to name your child after bread, what would you choose?
Of fucking course. Are there some good ones in there? I'm trying to think of more. Let me just Google bread names. Dude, types of bread.
This guy just said, oh yeah, Italian herbs and cheese all day.
Ciabatta. Ciabatta's a good name.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, brioche. I'd call her Brie for short.
Ah.
Or matza. I'd call him Matt for short. They actually put in a decent, coherent thought.
I like brioche, and that's a good bread. That might be my favorite bread. I bought a... Oh, challah. That's a good bread, too, actually. Challah's a good name.
They said graham, type of bread, as well as a cracker. Is there
graham
a
graham? Graham is not a bread.
Yeah, it's just a cracker.
Just a cracker. Oh, cone bread. What about cone bread?
Oh, my God.
This is my child, Cone. Maybe that's what Cone from Sim 41 is named after.
This person said, yeah, I'm going to call him Wonder.
I'm on the Wikipedia for a list of breads. Hold on now. This is some good shit. How many breads do you think there are in this?
They're doing... Oh, how many types of... Oh, there's got to be like 100 or
uncountable.
More.
I've been scrolling this whole time.
Now, this Holy is dumb because these people are choosing brand names. That's not the
that's
same
not
thing
it.
As bread.
That's not the essence. Listeners, write in. What kind of bread would you name your kid after?
They said ginger.
I mean, that's
gingerbread.
That's a cookie.
Yeah. But they call it gingerbread. I can't believe there's a whole Reddit thread dedicated to what we have. And this is a year old Reddit thread. So it's a pretty recent thought that the world has had. I think that's the new wave of names. You know how like names come and go from wild things. We're just going to see like food names right now.
I would love to see some food names.
Male bread names. Oh, they picked rye. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, they picked Breadward.
Breadward, shut up.
Oh my god. I can't with this anymore. I'm done with this. For now, though. Yeah. Just for now.
I genuinely want you guys to tell us what you would name your bread child.
Oh yeah, for sure. Egg Yolkio does not count.
No!
Egg Yolkio!
We have to end this episode.
So anyway, New Hunger Games. It was good. I think it's good as a setup to something better later.
Okay.
That's my official review.
That's fair.
Get ready for something else, because I think that's the stuff you want to know about. That's all I got for you.
All right.
That is it. Are you ready to
break this bread?
I was going to say, you ready to... Well, I was going to say bake a child, but that you can't say that.
Nope.
If you enjoyed this episode, please tell a friend. Word of mouth is the best way we can get the good Yimtope into fresh new ears. We release weekly every single Monday. That is the Yimtope guarantee, the thing that I personally am most proud of that we do. Stamp it on everything. It's the best thing ever. I'm wearing a Guaranteed Every Monday hoodie right now.
It's so classy.
For real, check us out every Monday. We're here to start off your week with some good, weird vibes. That's what we're good for. If you want to talk to us, you can catch us over at Twitter or X at YMBTOAP. That thing is probably on the downfall, but we are still there. We post from time to time. If you guys were to tweet us, they still call it tweets. It weirds me out. It breaks my brain. But if you guys were to tweet us, we would probably respond back still. But if you want to get to us a little quicker, just a little quicker, maybe think about jumping into the Patreon, hopping into our low bottom tier, just $2 a month. Get in the Discord, where you would reach us so immediately. That app is popping off all the time. We were freaking out. I think it was yesterday or it was today. We were just like talking stuff nonstop. It is always going. Lots of wild conversations.
Yeah, what were we talking about today? We've been talking about the new Mean Girls Burn Book popcorn bucket at AMC, because it is preying on the millennial urge to just have a nice box.
That is a weird one.
Yeah.
Oh, we were doing a lot of co-star stuff today.
We were. We all love our horoscopes. I don't know if you guys have been following long enough for us to just completely fall in love with horoscopes, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's the general chat's in a whole way right now. But if you want to jump in there, think about that $2 tier. Let us know if you're listening to this and you hop in our episode discussion, what is the biggest fire that you've started in your kitchen?
I would love to hear fires.
If you claim you haven't started a fire in your kitchen, you're lying.
What if we take a Yimtope sponsored trip to the firehouse? Be like, we've brought all these people for a firehouse tour.
Look, none of them have seen a fire truck before.
We're here and to be educated on fire.
Wow, this looks sad. They're all in their 30s.
Just a bunch of 30-somethings. Like, show us your fire truck.
I really do think they'd get a kick out of it, though. I don't know. Let us know if you would be interested in a fire station Yimtope trip. That would be hilarious. Let us know if you've bought your house through Zelle, because I want to know what haunted house you are living in.
Let us know how that scam went for you.
Yeah. And then let us know if you've watched the new Hunger Games movie. What did you think about it? Did you think it was enough? Or do you think it was just a setup for what would be better in the future? And again, just thank you to all of our patrons. We love you guys so much. You keep us full of energy. Hopefully we return the favor for you. You guys are just why we're here, why we do this, and we hope we keep you guys entertained for all the years to come.
Our theme song is The Grim Reaper Blows the Horn by Faraj. Please check him out on YouTube. Give him the clicks, give him the love, give him the listens. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and tune next time to get the answer to that burning question. Is Babka a good baby name?
But we had one more important sound we wanted you to hear.
Oh?
Like
Frankenstein eared baby?
That's your boy.
Oh, yeah, Bumbus.
Duh.
I was like, I was like, Emma Stone didn't have Frankenstein ears. I really was like, what's that got to do with Poor Things, man? I'm so lost.